the Dutch rose to defeat the Habsburg Empire and become superbly educated, they became so inventive that they came up with a quarter of all major inventions in the world, the most important of which was the invention of ships that could travel around the world to collect great riches, and the invention of capitalism, as we know it today, to finance those voyages. They, like all leading empires, enhanced their thinking by being open to the best thinking in the world. As a result, the people in the country become more productive and more competitive in world markets, which shows up in their growing economic output and rising share of world trade. You can see this happening now as the U.S. and China are roughly comparable in both their economic outputs and their shares of world trade. As countries trade more globally, they must protect their trade routes and their foreign interests from attack, so they develop great military strength. If done well, this virtuous cycle leads to strong income growth, which can be used to finance investments in education, infrastructure, and research and development. They must also develop systems to incentivize and empower those that have the ability to make or take wealth. In all of these cases, the most successful empires used a capitalist approach to develop productive entrepreneurs. Even China, which is run by the Chinese Communist Party, used a form of this capitalist approach. Deng Xiaoping, when asked about this, said, "It doesn't matter if it's a white cat or a black cat, as long as it catches mice. And it's glorious to be rich." To do this well, they must develop their capital markets. Most importantly, their lending, bond, and stock markets. That allows people to convert their savings into investments to fund invention and development, and share in the successes of those who make great things happen.